So this thing's apparently called a yucca plant, and they've got them all around this part of the country down in Oklahoma. And when I shot this, I went out for a walk with the intention of taking some pictures, but I didn't really know exactly what I was looking for. I just took a short walk, and that was really my only goal. My goal was just to see if I could find something to take a picture of. And I wandered over to a small garden on campus where I've taken some portraits and some shots of kids and some other pics. There's like a picture of a cone flower that I put on this blog several months ago that I took over here. Well, this shot here is mid-December, and everything is dull and brown, and there's obviously no flowers. But I saw this yucca plant, and then I looked a little closer, and I could see it was full of these little spirals coming off of each leaf. And I don't know what causes this, if like the plant sort of sheds a layer in the wintertime or what. But I thought it was really cool, and I wanted to find a way to isolate just one of the spirals. And it was a little tricky. So I knew F28 might be a little too shallow, but I tried it anyway. I shot something just a couple days before this. I was up in my backyard with the kids, and I shot some little berries on a branch at F18. And, you know, maybe I'll post that picture next week. I'll post that picture for next week's. Because that one at F18, it was just way too shallow of depth of field. And you'll see what I mean next week. Or you can just click on this and go to the Flickr and you'll see. But anyway, I figured with this particular yucca plant, F28 might be a little too shallow, but I tried it anyway. I had to switch to manual focus because it was a bit windy, and there was no way for the autofocus to A, nail the focus on just one little strand, and B, hold it there in the breeze. It just wasn't going to work. So I got down close to the ground. I was on my knees, pointing my camera straight down. This thing's only, I don't know, maybe a foot and a half tall, and so I'm pretty close to the ground here. I got on my knees, I was looking for a good angle, and what I wanted to do is isolate one strand and then have you look out from there. So when you see this picture, ideally, the first thing you notice is on the right-hand side, this little strand of whatever it is coming off the leaf, and then you look out from there and you see there's a lot more, and there's this whole plant, and there's even a couple other strands that are isolated too, and so that was my plan, and I'm pretty happy with how it turned out. It sort of mimicked how I took the photo in the first place, how I wasn't looking for anything in particular. I saw something that caught my eye, and then I looked out from there. So I'm pretty happy with this. That one strand did come out really clear, and there's a couple others that you can see on like that one on the top left. And I thought about Photoshopping that out. But to be honest, I don't like that much manipulation, and I kind of like that once you focus on the one on the right-hand side, then you can see more, and it's not just a blur. You do see other strands, even if my goal wasn't to capture that other one, like the top left-hand or anything. I did end up taking a few shots at F4, but the depth of field was too wide. It isolated too many of the little hairs. So F28 seemed to work out just fine. And I shot this at ISO 400, which, again, I know I say this a lot here, but I'm continually impressed with how much you can coax out of some of these old cameras, this D200, given some good lighting and some decent optics.